How is the new construction home market affecting the resale market? Stick around to find out. Well, what's up, friends? It's Matt Light, your local Sarasota realtor. And in last week's video, I talked about what's really going on in the Florida real estate market and if it's going up or if it's going down. And if you haven't had a chance to check that out, go ahead and make sure to watch that. Click the link in the video description below and jump on over to it. Now, I know a large portion of my audience is really interested in new construction. So I'm gonna talk about the real estate market and how new construction is going to affect the resales in our area. See, the last few years have not been normal by any stretch of the means. We've had low inventories, builders unable to get wood, and a mass exodus of people from the western part of the United States heading east, with a large portion of these people actually coming to Florida. So pricing kind of went a little crazy, but you already knew that. So here's essentially what happened with the resale pricing during that time. So during that time, we had buyers who were trying to relocate to Sarasota, mostly interested in new construction. Well, if you didn't want to bid on a home site or go on a 1 or 2 year wait list, you started to look for a resale. Well, with such low inventory, resale pricing began to soar. It went up so much that a 3 to 5 year old property was more expensive than a brand new property. Now, that just doesn't fundamentally make sense. How can something older be more expensive than something brand new? Well, it was because of supply and demand. There weren't any new options, so people had to look at the resale options, and pricing reflected that. Well, here's where we're at today. We're seeing more and more inventory or supply come back to the market every month from both builders and resales, and we're quickly moving back to selling the way it was in 2019 or early 2020, right before COVID. Now, listen to this. Before COVID, buyers would look at a new construction community and then maybe look at a few resales in the neighborhood across the street or nearby just to try and compare apples to apples. And resales at that time were usually a better price than a brand new home. Why? Well, because it was older. So resales were hardly ever more expensive than buying a brand new house. So what we're seeing now is that resale pricing is beginning to drastically climb back down to once again become less expensive than building a brand new house. So moving forward, I expect to see a lot of price reductions in the resale department. Now, what's going on with new construction? Builders have these things called incentives, and this is to entice you, the buyer, to purchase in that community. And incentives I've seen have been free pools, money towards closing costs, money towards design centers, or if it's an inventory home halfway built, a discount off the total price. Builders, they change the incentives based on how their sales were the previous month and if they hit their quota or not. So it's constantly changing month to month. Now, overall, I'm seeing builders stay pretty consistent at offering buyers incentives within their communities. And if you're thinking about purchasing new construction this year, there are 5 really important things that you should know, including when is the best time to buy a new house. And I've done an entire video on this for you. You can go ahead and you can click that right here and watch that right now. Thanks for watching today, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you want to stay educated on all things real estate and Sarasota, make sure to subscribe.